It's now time for the Wallops and Assateague Island Report, sponsored by Orbital Science Corporation and Midway Chevy Cadillac Buick and Toyota of Pocomoke. Here's your host, Robin Rothschild.
And hello, I'm Robin Rothschild. Welcome to this week's Wallops and Assateague Islands Report. I have my guest, Denise Bowden. She is the Public Relations Officer of the Schenectady Volunteer Fire Company. Hey, Denise, how are you?
I'm good, Robin. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, Denise, a big week for you guys. The Pony Swim is happening this week, the Pony Swim and Auction, the 88th annual.
Huge week for us. We actually started out this past Saturday getting rolling with this week's events. And so this morning we did our famous beach walk when the Northern Herd led down the beach to join the Southern Herd.
Now, how many people showed up for that, Denise, would you estimate?
I would say at least 3,000.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a lot of people out there. And it was beautiful this morning. The horses came out of the fog, and it was just gorgeous.
Oh, man. You know what? All my years down there, that's one thing I have not seen yet. So next year, that's on top of my bucket list.
Well, you got to see it. You know, I am so not a morning person, but it is definitely worth getting up for.
I do hear that. So, Denise, the 88th annual Schenectady Pony Swim and Auction. Give our listeners a little bit about the history of the swim and auction.
Well, how it came about, there used to be here on the island years and years and years ago what they called a sheep penning. It was basically like a livestock penning where different men of the island would get together and pretty much trade livestock or swap livestock or purchase and things like that. Back in the early 40s, the fire company actually took ownership of the ponies that were left on Assateague. And we needed a way to raise money for the fire company to purchase equipment and things like that. So we just took over the tradition, and then it became into pony penning.
Just amazing. You know, for a lot of our listeners don't know this, this is your biggest fundraiser every year, correct?
This is the fire company's only fundraiser.
Ah, I was not aware of that.
We do the carnival for 16 days, or actually nights, and we do the auction of the foals, and this is what sustains us 365 days a year.
Amazing. Just amazing. How is the carnival going, by the way?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So far, the weather's been holding out, and the crowds have been great. 4th of July was a record crowd. And we're looking for everybody to come see us hopefully this week, too. And we've got amazing things going on down there. We've got a nice big line of the official fire company merchandise and also the official Wild Pony Swim items like T-shirts and hats and videos. And we even have a Turvis tumbler this year as the fire company patch in the middle. And it's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, that's really great. Now, the carnival goes on till when?
Saturday night will be our last night.
Jeez. This is it. This is the big week.
This is it. This is the big week. This is homecoming for everybody on Schenectady. People that have moved away years ago, they all come home this week.
Yeah,
to visit relatives and friends.
You know what, Denise? It's funny. I'll be down there Wednesday night because I've got people coming back to Schenectady for the swim and the auction.
That's what it is. This is Schenectady holiday.
It is. Now, I want to get back to the history a bit. The ponies are located right over at the Schenectady National Wildlife Refuge.
Correct.
The fire company holds the permit for those ponies, right?
Right. With the Fish and Wildlife Service, we have a grazing permit that allows us to have up to 150 herd or head of ponies on Assateague. We cannot go over 150.
Okay.
So the auction, it's kind of a twofold thing. It keeps the herd population down to those numbers. And, you know, of course, it raises money for us. So that's with the Fish and Wildlife over there.
Now, approximately how many ponies are auctioned off each year?
It depends. Last year we had 67 of them. The highest I've ever seen, I want to say, was around 76 of them. Wow. And that was a few years ago. But last year was 67, and we've not got a count on them this year, so we'll probably know that later on today or early tomorrow how many for this year.
And now these ponies, you round them up, like you mentioned this morning, you went out and rounded up. Was that the South herd?
Actually, the South herd was rounded up on Saturday. The North herd was on Sunday, which was yesterday. And then this morning, the Northern herd was led down the beach to meet up with the South herd.
Okay, that's how you do it.
Yeah. So now all the ponies are in one spot over at the corral for people. They can go over there and look at them, get pictures, pick out the one they want, and things like that. So they're all in one spot right
And
now.
This is the corral that's located on the refuge, correct?
Correct.
Okay, right on that main road as you're going
right
towards the beach.
Right on the main
beach.
Road, yep.
Oh, so that people can just go there and stop and take a look at all of them.
Absolutely.
And these are all the adults and pony or babies
and foals, uh-huh.
and foals thank
babies,
you.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
will be
sweet. There's some cute ones still.
Oh, there always are, Denise.
Yeah. Just... We got one in there right now. He's 2 days old.
You are kidding me.
No, I am not kidding. And when I went into the pen this morning, he or she, I really couldn't tell, was laying down and sleeping. And I got to pet on its head and its neck and everything. And the little thing didn't even flinch. It
oh, my.
Cutest little thing.
Oh, my goodness. Now, can that pony, that baby, that young, swim?
No.
Okay.
No, they'll trailer the pony, that baby and the mother over.
Okay. All righty. Mm-hmm. So, and... What age does the foals have to be in order to make that swim?
Well, if they're the ones that are way too young, we trailer over. The ones that are like a month old
mm-hmm.
and less, we'll get trailered over.
Okay.
And of course, we'll also go by what the vet says. If he says no, I don't want that one to swim, then obviously it won't swim. The mares that are pregnant, we won't let them swim either. We'll trailer them over.
So you have, this is a time that you can have the vet come in and just check the overall health of all of these ponies?
Absolutely, absolutely. When we do our spring and fall roundups is when the ponies get their inoculations, the West Nile virus vaccinations and things like that, hoof check, teeth check, and all that. In the spring and the fall. This roundup here, the vet will come in and just give an overall look over everything. If one's got a nick or a scrape or a cut, he'll take care of that. If we have any issues, you know, he'll take care of whatever needs to be done.
Oh, that's fantastic, Denise. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
About how many ponies and all do you have do the actual swim?
I would say probably about 120.
Yeah, I'm thinking seeing it about five times. I think you're about right.
Mm-hmm. About 120.
It is really magnificent for anybody that has not seen this pony swim. You definitely want to at least get down there at some point, one of these years, and make sure you see this. It is just, first of all, you know, even to think of a horses swimming, it's not
right.
Doesn't come to mind, but they really can. They're good swimmers.
They can. And I tell you, this is an event that doesn't happen anywhere else in the whole entire world. So it is definitely worth coming to see. It's historical. And for 88 years now, this has been going on. And Lord willing, it'll keep on going.
Yeah. Well, you guys do such a great job. Now, getting back to the ponies, you know, I also want our listeners to realize that, you know, some of these ponies, these foals, are very young. And the fire company is very careful because, again, you know, I've lived there for 5 years, so mm-hmm. I've seen it for 5 years. I appreciate that you guys keep the moms and the babies together until those babies are old enough to go to their new homes.
Absolutely. If we auction off a foal that is too young to leave its mother, what we do is we will have the foal and the mother stay at the carnival grounds. And then in the fall, we let the buyer come and pick it up then.
And you know what, Denise? That in itself is a whole nother, I look at it as a whole nother event to part of this week because you get to see these babies grow. And
exactly.
Oh, gosh, they are so cute. I mean, they really are cute.
They are. They're adorable. I'll tell you what. It's for me, being able to get up close with them and just look directly in their eyes and everything and get to know them, it just does my heart so good, because they're beautiful, beautiful animals, and they're hardy animals. And they have lived and bred and died over there on Assateague for over 400 years.
Jeez.
And they just gentle creatures when you get them young and you can break them. But, you know, I guess I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth, but, you know, they're still wild and they're still out there in the habitat. But they're just wonderful, wonderful animals.
You know, actually, you're going to bring me to a question that I had for you. For people that want to ride, they want these ponies to ride. They are hardy, and I mean, I've been up close and personal with them. And mm-hmm. what is their temperament like for that owner that wants them to, you know, to break them and to ride them, either for their children or themselves?
Well, if you get them young, you know, the first thing that you try to do is you try to halt or break them, and that usually works pretty good with the younger ones.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get them at that right age, then you shouldn't have any problems whatsoever. Their temperament is really good, and they do really well with children.
Oh.
Some of them have even gone on to be some show horses.
Really?
Yep, they sure have. So they, if you get them at the right age and everything, you shouldn't have any problems whatsoever.
Now, what is the recommended weight for, you know, or the maximum weight to be able to ride these ponies?
Well, I guess it all depends on how big they get. We've got some of them out there that have, like a couple of our buybacks that have gotten huge in size that an adult could definitely ride them. And then some ended up being on a little bit smaller size.
Right,
so it really all depends.
They also seem to be pretty easy to train, because I know with the Christmas parade and all the events that the ponies are involved in. Mm-hmm. I have seen these ponies do some really cool tricks.
Yeah, yeah. I think because that for the most part that they have been introduced to humans, that they're a little bit more adaptable to those.
But, yeah, I think, you know what, even, I mean, sometimes when they even open up the gates over at the refuge and uh-huh. the ponies are kind of wandering around, they don't seem very skittish, even if humans get up close to them.
Right. No, they don't. I mean, they like I say, they've got a pretty good temperament, and they seem to interact real well with humans and everything. But with that being said, I mean, I wouldn't just walk up to them and stick my hand out either.
Yeah, they got big teeth.
Yeah, they got big teeth. They are wild. They will bite and they will kick.
That's right.
But you got to let them get used to you a little bit.
So, Denise, tell us about this week's festivities. The pony swim, what does it look like, the estimated time?
We're looking somewhere between 10 a.m. and lunchtime, 10 a.m. and noon, right in the area there. As long as the weather holds out for us, that's what we're going to shoot for.
And then
it is going to be on the high tide, though, this year.
Well, and that's, I was just going to ask you about that. If you can let our listeners know a little bit about why, you know, because people do go out there and they're like, oh gosh, when are they going to swim? It's so important that it's at this, the tide is at this perfect level, correct?
Right. We like it to be on the slack tide.
Okay.
And doesn't matter if it's high or low, as long as it's the slack tide. And slack tide means that it's the intervals between tides when the water is not moving at all.
Oh.
And that's what that means. So it doesn't matter if it's low or high, but this year it is going to fall on a high tide.
Now, how can you determine that? It's just that, does the water stop?
Well, we got some of these old salty dog shiny figures out there that know exactly, you know, how to determine that. But I've seen in times past when you might throw a piece of paper or a stick in the water and just watch it not move.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then the auction is Thursday morning. And I do want to let our listeners know that this event always falls on the last Wednesday and Thursday of July every year, regardless of what the date is.
It is the last consecutive Wednesday and Thursday of the year.
Great. And
yeah.
How about the auction? What time does that start and where does that take place?
Promptly at 8 o'clock back in the back of the carnival grounds at the corral.
Or do you have, like, food and stuff open at the carnival grounds during that time?
Yes, we do.
You do? Okay.
Yep.
And also, I do want to, we have to mention the Saltwater Cowboys. Can you tell us a little bit about the Saltwater Cowboys?
Good group of guys. I mean, they come from, you know, of course, a lot of them are from here and belong to the fire company. And then we have a group that comes out of Maryland. We've got some out of North Carolina. We've got some from over in the Chesapeake area and things. And but they're just a good group of guys. They come here. They take their vacations to do this for us and to be with us, and they're just wonderful.
And
just
they're
wonderful.
They're real cowboys. I mean, these are the guys that do the roundups.
Oh yeah.
And they, and I know, you know, I can, they're on the Assateague side of the water and then on the Chincoteague side, just making sure that everything goes smoothly. And once in a while, you know, a pony will get a little, you know, spunky. And they they know what to do, boy.
Yeah, sure will. Yeah, I mean, they've been doing this for a long time, and you know, we're seeing now that some of the grandfathers that did it have the grandsons doing it, and it's you know, it's a tradition, and it's following in the footsteps of what we do.
And you know what, Denise, that's what makes this event really so special, is that it has been basically going on the same way for 88 years.
It has. It is definitely rich in tradition, and the people that come here and the generations of people that have come here, I meet people all the time that say, I came here as a little girl, I brought my daughter, now my granddaughter comes, and so it, Marguerite Henry with the book Misty really put us on the map, and God love her, she really was a boost to Chincoteague in this event, and we definitely appreciate having everybody come and visit us.
Well, let me tell you, Denise, I remember reading that book like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a quick little story for you. When, you know, I grew up in D.C., so when I was, you know, that 6 to 11, 12-year-old age, I was a horse fanatic, just a fanatic. I took riding lessons. All I wanted was a horse. That's all I wanted. And, you know, when I was starting to read, like, you know, maybe first, second grade, I grabbed New York Post, Washington Post for my dad, and on the front cover was the pony swim and roundup.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and you know, I'm reading it and it's saying that they auction off the ponies. I remember running into my father's room and saying, we gotta go here, we can get a pony cheap. Now, I didn't realize back what I know now.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and I remember bugging him, and he would not take me down there. And then later on, I asked him why. He said, because I did not want to hear you for hours and hours and hours and hours begging me for one of those ponies. And that's what he would have done. And it's just so funny. I remember, you know, when I first went down there, I was like, well, I finally got to Chincoteague. It's a wonderful place, and I just want to please say hello to everybody down there for me, and I know you're going to have a great, successful event, like always. Oh, Denise, before you go, every year you would pick a nonprofit organization for One Horse. What is that this year?
This is going to Alzheimer's this year. We have actually picked a place in Worcester County that accepts adult Alzheimer's patients, almost like, I don't want to say daycare, but it's a place for them for activities and everything so that their loved ones can go to work and take care of other things. So we've decided to give it to them to help with the activities with the Alzheimer's patients that come in there.
That's fantastic. Good for you guys. And again, it's one horse that you auction off, that and then all the proceeds goes to that organization, correct?
100% of the proceeds go to the organization. Last year, we did the Wounded Warriors project. We've done hospice a couple of times.
Yep.
We've done Children's Hospital, the King's Daughters. We've done the Shriners. Things like that. So this year it will go for Alzheimer's patients.
And I will also mention that usually that pony that is being auctioned for the organization, it will fetch some big dollars.
It will. I think the lowest I've ever seen was $3,000.
Yeah,
And I think last year, I want to say it was around 4,000, and I remember one year it was a little over 5,000.
Fantastic.
So we're hoping for good things from that this year.
And the carnival, that the times on the carnival this week?
7 p.m. nightly until 11 p.m. Pony swim day and auction day, the only thing that will be open during the daytime will be the food stand.
Okay, and then as normal at 7 p.m.
Yep, and then everything else is normal at 7 p.m.
Well, Denise, I know you're incredibly busy. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, and I'll be seeing you down there this week.
Awesome. You take care, Robin. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That concludes today's Wallops and Assateague Islands Report. Have a great day.
This has been the Wallops and Assateague Island Report, made possible by Orbital Science Corporation, innovation you can count on, and Midway Chevy Cadillac Buick and Toyota of Pocomoke. See how Midway makes the difference.